for calling customer support. May I have your zip code?
Excuse me?
Thank you for calling customer support. May I have your zip code?
92345.
Okay, may I have your first and last name?
Robert Wooten.
Okay. I do see an order in your name. Would you verify your address, please?
What's all this information for?
Well, once I've confirmed that this is your order, I can tell you what I see here. Your address?
16747 Manzanita Street, Hesperia, California. 92345.
Okay. So on this order, you have the Bites Hub. It's an app that helps you plan healthier meals. It looks like you were trying to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner and got to the product page and ordered the Bites Hub.
That's true, but I didn't order anything that cost $59.
Okay. So the app is what was emailed to you at robertwooten52@gmail.com. But if you want to try it, I can reduce it to $20 for you.
You can what?
Yes. Can you hear me?
No, I can now.
Okay. Well, if you want to try it, I can reduce it to $20.
No, I'll take 59 and change, whatever it was. I've already turned it in. My bank is fraud, so they'll be contacting you.
Okay. Well, the company, since you just placed it a little while ago, we can go ahead and close the account for you. Give me one moment. Okay, so we were able to close the account, and you will get an email at robertwooten52@gmail.com informing you that their charges have been voided and this account is now closed.
Okay, and what about the money?
Well, the charge is voided. That means the money is going back to the card.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling customer support, and have a good night. You're welcome.
Bye.